Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
I'm so tired. Doug, I'm so tired.
Doug, he's so tired.
Hey, Doug. I feel really, really tired today.
It's my fault, guys. I kept us out late.
It's okay. We're gonna do this.
We're like, hey, it's Sunday night. We go to bed, and our wives are like, but tomorrow's President's Day. We don't have to work. Let's party. And I was like, no! No! Lord, it was the woman you gave me that made me party!
Actually, in real life, it was just that last night was
SNL 40, everybody!
Yeah! Doug watched it. I know he did.
Did you watch it all, Doug? We did not.
I didn't watch it all.
By like 9:45-ish, we were like, dude.
Yeah.
This is crazy. We've got to go to bed.
Wait a
right
second.
Right after we watch The Walking Dead.
Oh.
Priorities, man.
Which is kind of a bummer because The Walking Dead was kind of a snooze.
Boring.
Fest.
Boring. Especially after watching a couple hours of sketch comedy. Trying to transition to like a really, really slow show.
Not easy.
No. No.
Not easy.
We're going to pay for it today.
It's okay.
And so are you. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Ha. But hey, we're the only game in town today because it's President's Day and all other bigger stations.
That's
just
right.
Take the day off.
Everybody else had the great idea of just not doing a show today. Not us, though. You know us. We're always doing this.
We're here for you to
we're
wake you
here.
Up. Because chances are you were up late, too.
Probably. So you're probably awake.
Maybe you have a spouse, a loved one that was like, I don't have to go to school or work tomorrow. And you're like, well, I do. And they're like, I don't care about you. Let's just stay up late. We know, bro.
We know.
We're here.
We're here for you.
Besides, we have an interview with the one.
Yep.
The only.
Yep.
The Heartbreak Kid.
Oh!
The Showstopper.
We got to get his music loaded.
Oh, we do.
Oh, no.
Mr. Shawn Michaels. Oh,
it's going to be awesome.
Shawn Michaels, dude. I'm really, really excited about that. That's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll ask your questions as well.
We will.
No way!
Yeah.
That's sad.
That is sad.
Sad news today.
So, everybody, get your questions in for Mr. Shawn Michaels. I posted a Facebook thing. Don't miss out. Get it done.
Yeah, do it.
Do it.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We will ask your question.
We will. We will.
In my opinion, probably the raddest, biggest star that we've ever had on T-Muscle.
It could be.
It's Shawn Michaels,
it's
man.
It's Kurt Cameron. Wish people could see the camera.
Oh, man.
It's funny.
Of course, after the big event last night, we'll also be talking with JT.
Yep.
Bill Murray.
Yeah, we're going to.
Steve Martin.
Norm MacDonald.
Oh,
it's going to be good.
So good.
Oh, yeah.
It's not real.
Nope.
Okay. But Shawn Michaels is.
That's right. So
there you go.
Go to our Facebook if you have questions for him, then post them.
That's right. Coming up next, breaking news, birthdays. We'll get to it right after this. Steve Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
It's Monday.
Yeah!
February 16th. Today is Dawn's birthday.
Today's our birthday.
Today's a birthday. Happy birthday, Dawn! I think she's still awake. She woke up. She's probably still awake. Also, we got some news to cover because a lot has happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
First news, big
international craziness going on. Egypt hit back Monday with airstrikes aimed at ISIS-affiliated jihadists in Libya, who are believed to have killed 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians, including about a dozen whose beheadings are featured in the organization's latest video. CNN reports an Egyptian F-16 jet, well, more than one, jets took off in the early hours of Monday to bomb ISIS camps, training areas, and weapons depots in Libya, the Egyptian military said. Avenging Egyptian blood and punishing criminals and murderers is our right and duty, it said in a statement broadcast on state television. The Egyptian Foreign Ministry said that the airstrikes targeted ISIS locations in Derna. Leaving the situation as it is in Libya without a firm intervention to curtail these terrorist organizations would be a threat to international peace and security, the ministry said. It wasn't immediately clear how much damage and casualties the airstrikes might have caused. The bombing raids came after ISIS released a gruesome video Sunday that appeared to show the beheadings of the Egyptian Christians on a beach.
What's amazing is how fast that reaction was.
Yeah.
Like the response. I went to bed last night heavy after reading that. It was like the last thing I read before bed was the 21 Egyptian Christians were beheaded. And then you wake up to, they fueled the F-16s and went and bombed the crap out of them.
It happened.
So that doesn't bring back the 21 Christians who were. But to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And, man, prayers for the families. Because it's just,
that's an intense situation. Very heavy situation.
We are blessed here in America. Like, we see it from very far away and don't realize the religious freedoms we have here in the United States.
It's true.
So,
it's true. Crazy, crazy news.
Yeah.
Well, not crazy, not as crazy. Different kind of crazy, because I'm from the South, so I know what's going on.
Yeah.
Winter has spread its icy reach from the Northeast to the South. Ice and snow reaching from Kansas to North Carolina. CNN says as a weary Northeast remains buried in snow, the South and Midwest are gearing up for a messy mix of snow, sleet, and ice. Snowfall records have been broken in the Northeast, and now more than a dozen other states stretching from Kansas and Oklahoma to North Carolina and Virginia are bracing for inclement weather. Southern Indiana could see up to 10 inches of snow. Northern Kentucky faces 8 to 14 inches. National Weather Service is saying that travel will be treacherous, with some roads nearly impassable. Have an emergency kit of blankets, food, water, and flashlights if you must. I can only imagine.
Right.
I can only imagine what it was like to go to Walmart yesterday in the South.
Right.
I bet it was nuts.
Yeah, dude. What's interesting is you're seeing this, the East Coast get rocked like that. I was watching an interview this week with Sam Jackson, and they're filming The Hateful Eight, the new Tarantino film.
Oh.
And it takes place inside.
It sounds positive.
I know, right? It takes place inside a saloon, I believe. It's a Western.
Okay.
And it's these eight really evil, awful dudes. They all got guns, and they're all trapped inside this one building due to a blizzard. And they're filming in Colorado because it's like, crazy snow conditions. Let's film in Colorado, not realizing. Probably could have just filmed in, like, Boston.
Right.
Because he said it snowed once since they've been there on location.
They could have gone East Coast with that one.
Yeah.
Check it out. I pulled up at, well, you can't see it, but Steve-O and I can. There's a regional radar. There is snow in Nashville. There's, like, wintry, icy mix in Memphis and Little Rock, and it's about to hit Tupelo, Mississippi.
Oh, man.
So I can tell you guys right now, people are probably up in arms.
Yeah.
Seriously? Batten down the hatches. You're going to get 1 to 2 inches of snow in Mississippi. Schools will be closed for a month. Walmart will be sold out of bread and water for a month. Everybody's in a panic right now. Pretty cool.
At least they'll be drinking water. That's healthy.
Well, it's Mississippi water. Not much can be said. In other news, Twitter CEO was injured while skiing. Twitter CEO took to Twitter overnight to announce to the world that he had injured himself while skiing. CNN Money reports Dick Costolo tweeted that he fractured his collarbone, but his sense of humor was still clearly intact. Day one skiing, fractured collarbone. I'll do anything to avoid leisure, he wrote, including a selfie of his right arm in a sling. The message resulted in a huge outpouring of support from Costolo's 1.4 million followers. Representatives from Twitter were not immediately available to discuss the severity of the injury. However, most of them did favorite and retweet his tweet.
Did.
No, I made that up, but they probably did.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing you can do. Oh, man. Do you think if you work at, like, Twitter and any of the bigwigs post something that you're obligated to retweet?
Oh, God. Retweet.
Oh, great. Here he goes. He's watching a movie again. Oh, he's going to love it. He's going to love the movie. It's a crappy movie. I'll retweet it anyway. Like, I like it. Oh, it's so good. Bleh.
CEO of your company, you kind of have to.
Oh, speaking of CEOs, billionaire Nutella founder Michelle Ferrero has died. Michelle Ferrero, the founder and patriarch. I guess it's Mikhail, or I don't know. Michelle is a guy's name sometimes, too.
Oh, okay.
Right? Michelle? Doug? Italian?
He's Italian.
Are you Italian? Can't Michelle be? Yes, you are. Can't Michelle be a guy's name? Yes.
He's Italian.
Doug, you're Italian.
Michelle Ferrero.
The founder and patriarch of the Italian Nutella and Ferrero Rocher and Rocher Empire died on Saturday. He died on Valentine's Day. The founder of Nutella. Sad.
Mm-hmm.
That's unsweet irony.
Ugh.
He was 89 and for months had been battling illness, according to multiple European news outlets that cited a company statement. Italian President Sergio Mattarella called Ferrero entrepreneur bred and praised his innovative products and hard work. We are proud of you. Thank you, Michelle. The company Ferrero posted to its website. He was the richest candy man on the planet, according to Forbes, which put his wealth at $23.4 billion.
Obviously, they've never met Willy Wonka.
Who can take a rainbow and stuff it with a dream? This guy could.
Yeah.
He was the candy man.
Yeah.
And now he's gone. And that's real sad. That's a bad dream. It says up here, his first product in the U.S. was the Tic Tac.
No way.
That's pretty cool, huh?
That is. I loved the orange ones when I was a kid.
The company also produces Kinder chocolates.
Okay.
Oh, that's pretty cool and sad. Prayers out to that family. Last night was the big old SNL 40.
Man.
And it had a ton of people. Star-studded bash, tons and tons and tons and tons of ex-cast members and old hosts and musical guests and all the whole shebang.
It would take us till the end of breaking news just to list all of the former cast members.
And so we shall. Here it goes. I'm just kidding. But that would be great.
Man.
I mean, you had Peyton Manning, Tom Hanks, Alec Baldwin, Billy Crystal, Melissa McCarthy, Paul McCartney, Paul Simon, Miley Cyrus popped up.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Belushi was there. Dana Carvey.
John
Mike
Goodman.
Myers. Adam Sandler, John Goodman, Larry David, the list goes on and on. Jeff Goldblum was hanging out in the back. I was
real
excited.
I just kept looking at the crowd, man, because I was like, dude, Bradley Cooper. Yeah.
It was great.
Just looking at that crowd and going, could you do sketch comedy for that crowd? You're sitting there doing sketch comedy and Larry David, Jerry Seinfeld. You got Steve Martin, Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd.
Eddie Murphy.
Oh.
I couldn't handle it.
I don't know if I can do that.
It was great, though. We didn't even watch the whole thing, but we shall. We shall go back and finish it.
Yeah.
Oh, local news. Let's get to it. What do you say?
Okay.
Here in the ABQ, more than 100 people crammed into a room in Southwest Albuquerque Sunday, angry about the homeless problem that's found itself front and center in their neighborhood. You're going to move these people for the chance of safety of our children, one woman shouted. The city is responsible for the residents of Albuquerque, another said. KOAT Channel 7, their website reports, this is the city's second attempt to deal with a tent city. In the first attempt several months ago, about 80 homeless campers claimed a sidewalk at First Street and Iron Avenue. Reports of everything from drug use to sexual assault and human trafficking forced city officials to clear it out. The homeless were offered a temporary place to live or a notice of eviction. That's when members of the Bareilles Community Coalition offered a vacant lot to house the remaining homeless, about a dozen people. But the lot is private. Its rightful owner wants the campers gone. He posted a notice of eviction on lampposts around the space. Neighbors want them gone as well. There is urine emanating off the asphalt at the front door.
Whoa.
Ugh, says filmmaker Luke Davis, who said he's been forced to move his business. Like many at Sunday's meeting, he cannot believe community leaders took it upon themselves to invite the homeless in. Those leaders apologize to the audience.
Huh.
What a mess, man. Tent City 2. That's what they're calling it.
I called it District 9.
Unfortunate. In other news, in Tularosa,
Oh, yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
New Mexico lawmakers are trying to get compensation for families affected by the 1945 atomic bomb explosion. You dropped a bomb on me, baby. See if we had music. That it'd be going... You dropped a
bomb on me. Tested on July 16th.
Is that when it was?
Yeah.
Is this where the museum is in Tularosa?
No, there's actually an atomic museum here in Albuquerque.
Oh, I need to go to there. The explosion happened in the New Mexico desert on July 16, 1945.
Booyah.
I stood there and watched it, said Henry Herrera.
Wow.
The earth trembled, you know, when that thing exploded. He was only 11 years old at the time. He said everyone who was downwind of the blast site that day unknowingly paid a heavy price. There's not one family in Tularosa that has not suffered from cancer. And yet, the federal government has not compensated any of the families for their illnesses.
Wow.
Wow. A research team with the National Cancer Institute is examining how many New Mexico cancer cases are related to the detonation. Their findings have not yet been released. This bill that they're trying to get passed would also help more miners and employees. Right now, they are only eligible for compensation if they work during certain years. Lots of people are trying to expand that the time frame. They're just trying to get this done. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, dude.
Also unfortunate, our camera is affected by gravity. It just fell down. Luckily, we have two.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of sad that I didn't have that action shot of the camera falling down. Doug, did that scare you? Are you okay? I'm glad you're okay, buddy. Hey, man, are you tired? I'm tired.
It's Monday.
It's Monday,
you got
buddy.
This.
Doug's, you got to give me your energy. Transfer your energy and send out some vibes, man. Send the energy vibes this way. I need them.
Him and I both got the NHL memo because he was wearing his Avs jersey and I was wearing my new Ducks beanie.
So yeah?
We can't really hang out today.
I've got on a really ugly sweatshirt.
That's cool.
It's nice. It looks like it's dumb.
Mm.
My buddy Nick said, that's an ugly sweatshirt. And I said, I know.
Mm.
He said, you would wear that ugly sweatshirt. And I said, I am wearing it currently.
Yeah.
And I still am. I haven't taken it off since that day. It's been crazy. Here's a little shining beacon of positive news
from Albuquerque. Man.
If something good happens in the local news, I've got to report on it. Because if I don't, we'll all lose hope. I'm close to losing hope right now. I'm so tired and I look outside and it's bleak. I'm like, maybe I'll just give up. But I'm not. A balloon pilot turned a tragedy into an inspiration. Balloon pilot Daniel Lovato stepped back into the gondola for the first time since losing his arm in a balloon accident over a year ago.
Whoa.
KOAT reports in 2013, Lovato and Mark Kilgore were flying their balloon when it hit wires. Both men suffered burns. The only thing I remember is we were flying over the line. We had plenty of room, and then Mark said, we are going in, and I don't remember anything after that, Lovato said. As he got ready to take off once again, he admitted it hadn't been easy getting back in. It's something to finish my final chapter. That's what I have to do, he said. With help from the New Mexico Civil Air Patrol, Lovato put his new balloon together. He also used the original envelope from the 2013 flight. Lovato named the new balloon Phoenix to symbolize his rising up again.
Ooh.
His trip took him over the Rio Rancho Corrales area before landing.
Nice.
Kudos to you, sir, getting back in the gondola. That's pretty... It can't have been easy.
Mm-mm.
In entertainment news, Luis Jordan, star of Octopussy and Gigi... Gigi?
Okay.
Gigi's got to be, right?
Yeah.
He's an old Bond villain.
Man, I'm like, what else was he in? He looks so familiar. Oh, Swamp Thing!
He wasn't Swamp Thing! Whoa! Forgot about that.
Yeah, I knew him. Swamp Thing.
He's died at the age of 93.
Man.
He crafted a Hollywood acting career in the footsteps of fellow dapper Frenchman Maurice Chevalier and Charles Boyer, and is best remembered for the musical Gigi and as the villain in James Bond pick Octopussy, and he has died at 93 years old.
Ugh.
According to his friend and biographer, Olivier what? Why can't I just get a name I can pronounce?
I don't know.
Why can't his name be Ted Smith? Doug. He died Saturday at his home in Beverly Hills. I mean, he is a Frenchman. What I can't.
Right.
What can I expect?
Right, exactly.
Anyway, long history of film and TV, an entertainer, long life.
Now we gotta go home and watch Swamp Thing in honor.
Swamp Thing!
I haven't seen that movie since I was a kid.
Oh my goodness. All we talk about nowadays is hackers. And it looks like they've struck again, guys. They've stolen from 100 banks They've rigged ATMs to spew cash. CNN Money reports hackers have stolen approximately $1 billion in what could be one of the largest bank heists ever, according to a new report from internet security firm Kaspersky Lab. They said Sunday it has uncovered how hackers surreptitiously installed spying software on bank computers, eventually learned how to mimic bank employee workflows, and used the knowledge to make transfers into bank accounts they had created for this theft. This is awesome! Crazy!
Ocean's 14.
That's what he said, and then he found out his bank account was affected.
Right.
They stole all $23 that he had in his bank account. The other day, I was getting Dawn a present for her Valentine/B-Day, and I was giving my card information over the phone, and I said, hey, listen, just so we know, if you're stealing my identity, you're going to be really disappointed, just to get it out there. Like, not going to be a good one.
Yeah.
You're going to want a better, like, a higher standard of identity theft if you're going for that. I don't think my identity got stolen.
No.
Good grief, though. The thieves were Russian, Ukrainian, Chinese, and European. The individual thefts involved no more than $10 million apiece.
Gosh.
Wow. The security firm Kaspersky did not name the banks, but they said they are institutions located in 25 countries, including the U.S. and A. It also said the attacks remain active and provided tips for bank officials to determine if their computers are vulnerable.
Wow.
Man, that's scary.
Yeah.
Hackers taking over the world. Two more stories. Is this the world's most expensive chocolate bar? It could be. $260 for a single chocolate bar.
Oh my gosh.
That's right. In the pantheon of fine chocolates, there's the gourmet boxes, the handmade bonbons, and now there's $260 handcrafted chocolate bar that you eat with wooden tongs. CNN Money reports that they think it's the most expensive chocolate bar in the world, and that it's not for everybody. Even the box that the bar comes in is a piece of art. Man, don't ever spend that much money on chocolate. You give it to me. That's what I say.
Yeah.
And finally, I love criminals because they're dumb and they make me laugh early in the morning. Over in the Netherlands, police say they were able to easily spot a suspected marijuana grow house because it was the only house on the block with a snow-free roof. And if you could see the picture, you would love it, because it's incredible. According to the Telegraph, police found heat lamps and marijuana plants inside the house. Police posted a photo of the house to social media and asked citizens to report other roofs that were cleared of snow. A similar bust in Amersfoort yielded 500 marijuana plants, reports the Independent. While the Netherlands is very liberal about marijuana, it is illegal to have more than 5 plants per house. And obviously, this guy was rocking.
That's crazy, dude.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's your news. Let's take a look at traffic.
All right.
Nothing to report right now. We got long-term road construction. San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. That's your look at traffic, because it's time for Birthdays with Doug. Hey, Doug.
Good morning.
Are you there? Doug?
No.
No, Doug.
No, Doug.
Oh, no.
Nothing.
Hello.
No! Hey. There he is. Hey, all buddy. Right.
There we go.
Doug, did you hear my story about that house with the snow?
Yes.
That's crazy.
It's a funny picture.
Sorry about your house, Mateo.
It's okay. We're moving anyway.
Good. Glad you're getting out of that neighborhood.
I know, it was rough. You have to survive, that life. Man. You gotta survive somehow. I hear there's a vacant lot over somewhere in downtown.
Umbrellas.
We're gonna post up over there.
Well, good. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Today, Monday, February 16th, day 47. There are 318 days remaining. And it is Miss Dawn Michelle's birthday today.
It's also my Uncle Van's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yesterday was my brother's birthday. And tomorrow's my mom's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
We're all broke. Yeah, pretty much.
Gosh, it is pretty much Monday, everybody.
Boomer Esiason.
No.
What?
He is nicknamed The Bus.
Jerome Bettis.
Jerome Bettis.
Frederick Waller.
Going into the Hall of Fame this year.
Nice. That's the NFL musics. That's how I knew. Homie is 44.
He is 41.
43 years old today.
Ah!
He looks kind of cross-eyed in this picture.
But don't cross him.
Oh.
Next up, a former world number one professional tennis player. Best known for his rivalries with Bjorn Borg, Jimmy Connors, and his confrontational on-court behavior,
Johnny
which
McEnroe.
Frequently landed him in trouble. Yes.
Booyah.
Was Mr. He last Deeds. Night?
He was there. Or
he
no,
was.
They showed a clip. He was there?
He was there.
Okay. Because they showed a clip of yeah. him from an old skit.
In 1984, his record was 82-3.
Whoa.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
Dang, dude. I knew he was good, but I didn't realize he was that good.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Y'all, that's nuts.
61.
He is 66.
Today, he is 56 years old.
56.
Moving right ahead.
Moving right along.
An American meteorologist, best known for his on-air personality for the
Jim
Weather Channel.
Tory.
Yes.
Yes! He's my favorite one! He's my favorite weatherman, Doug. Doug, he's my favorite weatherman. He gets in the eye of the storm. Right after he goes through the heart of it. He will only go to the eye of the storm if he's gone through the heart of it first.
Wow. Wow.
He is a doctor.
This is real life.
He is a craftsman of weather.
I'm pretty sure he's out like on the East Coast right now in like the blizzards.
That's crazy.
Where are you, Jim Cantore? Let's look at his Twitter. Hang on.
How old is he?
I don't know. Hang on. Jim Cantore. Oh, don't look. Don't look.
That guy is ripped, too.
Is he?
I don't know.
He's been on, like,
is.
Dan Patrick's show before doing, like, a push-up contest
it's
against
people. It's
because
it's this guy. Jim Cantore, man. Okay. He's rocking.
No
He's got placements. People use him for their products.
54.
Jim Cantore is 48.
Today, he is 51.
Ah, oh, Jim Cantore, where are you, buddy? Let's find him. Twitter. I need to follow this guy. Oh, he's in Joplin, Missouri. No, wait, he retweeted somebody. Is it?
No way.
Is it?
LeVar Burton.
Yes.
Whoa! What a great day!
Reading rainbow.
I can be anything.
That was the wrong verse. I hate when they mess up the song.
Me too.
Oh,
they
the
always
worst.
Mess it up, Doug. Here it is. They got it right the second
yeah.
time.
Take a look, man.
Take a look.
It's in a book.
Oh!
A reading rainbow. LeVar Burton rainbow. Is 53.
Reading rainbow. Do you remember when the song was really slow? They sped it up in the mid-80s.
Really?
When that show started, it was like...
Butterfly in the sky. Whoa.
Doug, that's awful.
I think this is the 2000s version.
Reading Rainbow.
LeVar Burton.
LeVar Burton.
I forgot what I said.
What'd you say? What did
he
say?
He said 54.
I say 60.
He is 58.
Ah, oh, Jim Cantore.
And the final birthday for this morning.
Where are you?
An American rapper, singer, and actor. He began his career as a rapper in the 1980s. He released his debut album, Rhyme Pays. The next year, he founded his own label, Rhyme Syndicate Records. Yes.
Ice-T.
Ice-T.
Is this song about colors? Blue is my favorite color today, and sometimes it's green, but hey, that's okay. Red's not my favorite color ever because it makes me mad, and yellow kind of makes me sad. Yellow is a combination of yellow and red.
It's almost like orange.
It is. Hang on. You know my favorite color is orange, and that's why
Nothing rhymes with orange. Yeah, that's good.
You want to know some trivia about Mickey Echo?
Huh.
Steve.
Yeah.
His first band, well, not his first band, but the band in college, rhymes with orange.
Oh.
That was the name of the band. Fantastic band name.
Nice.
Gosh, why is he so great at everything?
Ice-T is 50.
Ice-T is 48.
Ice-T is 57 today.
Whoa. Wow.
Colors. Colors are cool.
Detective Finn.
He married my friend Nicole.
What color are you?
Like, he... He's, wow. Okay.
On this day in what year? Benjamin Franklin's General Magazine, the second U.S. magazine, begins publishing.
17.
Wait, was the name of it the second U.S. magazine?
No, it was the second ever U.S. magazine. It was the General Magazine.
What was the first magazine?
Newsweek.
The specific magazine?
Time.
Well, we started with a magazine called The Specific Magazine, but only a certain group of people would buy it, so we
Pilgrims Weekly.
We came back with The General Magazine.
Pilgrims See? Weekly. Pilgrims Weekly.
Yep.
So specific for pilgrims.
You know who's not going to buy that?
Huh.
Everybody that's not a pilgrim.
Right.
Which was everybody else.
Makes sense.
That's why Benjamin Franklin jumped on it.
I saw an
open market and took advantage.
Jump on it. I'm Benjamin Franklin. Oh.
1784.
Oh, gosh. 1768.
1741.
Oh, okay.
That was a while ago, man. That was a couple.
On this day, one year, Kentucky passes law permitting women to attend school.
1986.
Under conditions.
1814.
Conditions. What kind of conditions, Doug?
I don't know.
Specific or general?
Just conditions.
Conditions.
Under conditions. 1838.
Oh.
1838. I was about 100 years off.
On this day in what year, Howard Carter opens the inner burial chamber of the pharaoh King Tutankhamun and finds the sarcophagus.
Oh, King Tut, baby.
It was so great that he showed up last night like this.
On Saturday, they played all the episodes that he hosted on VH1 Classic.
So they on NBC, they premiered the very first episode Saturday night. George Carlin and John Belushi. And I'm starting to get why he was number one, to be honest. The more I'm watching, I'm like, okay, I'm getting it.
Yeah.
I'm understanding it better.
I'm understanding it, bro.
1920.
We're the doggy.
Dude.
Oh, okay, okay. What'd you say?
I don't even know.
1920.
Ooh, that's a good guess. 1933.
1923.
Oh, wow.
All right. On this day in what year, Fidel Castro names himself Cuba's premier after overthrowing Batista.
No way,
Dave,
dude.
Dave Batista.
It was a Royal Rumble. Shawn Michaels went in first, and it was like, dude, can he do it again? Can he do it again? And then 27th, Castro comes out, and you're like, oh, snap. And then Batista, 28, and you're like, you know Batista's got this.
Undertaker was 2.
Dude, it was crazy. Craziest Royal Rumble ever, man. I'm not a big Castro fan, but I gotta give it up that he was able to lift Batista over the top rope.
As a heel goes.
Yeah.
Castro's right there at the top.
He's right there at the top.
As
him and the Iron Sheik, man, like
heel ranking. Yeah.
They had a great tag team run.
Wrestling dreams.
1982.
1967.
1959.
Wow.
And the final date. On this day in what year? At the age of 25, Jeff Gordon is the youngest winner in Daytona 500 history.
Oh, wait.
Dang, dude.
Dude, he got the pole yesterday.
Man, that's what I'm gonna do.
Final season.
All this snow about to hit up here in the south. I'm gonna go inside and turn on NASCAR Network. I ain't gonna move from my couch.
95.
It's the only way for me to not move and yet go hundreds of miles. You get it?
Oh, I get it.
It's cool, man. NASCAR's like, it's cool, man. What'd you say?
95.
95?
95.
1997.
1997 is correct.
Dang it!
Y'all, I know tons about racing just because I'm from Mississippi. It's in my blood.
He loves NASCAR and wrestling, which
There's
is
two
why
things
we are
in this world.
Interviewing Shawn Michaels.
That's right. Heartbreak Kid, Sweet Chin Music. I can't wait.
Dude, 9 o'clock. I can't either.
Is there a song?
Number one song for today?
No way.
Soon tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
Oh, man.
Soon tell me what you want, what you really,
was this
really
into
want,
the 90s or 2000s?
It's
you 90s. Tell me.
Late 90s. Late 90s.
My future.
Oh, man.
Forget my past.
I'm going to say.
Wanna get with me.
Oh, man.
Make it last.
Okay.
I'm going 99 then.
Oh.
1998. 1997.
Oh,
today is
okay.
Do a Grouch a Favor Day. It's Nirvana Day. It's National Ooh. Almond Day. And today is President's Day.
Yeah!
It is also Heartbreak Kid Day.
That's right.
The showstopper. He will be stopping our show in the 9 o'clock hour.
We need questions.
We do. All you WWE fans out there, Shawn Michaels will be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour. We will be doing the listener lightning round. Get your questions in. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We're interviewing Shawn Michaels.
Guess how many questions we have posted.
Huh?
Zero.
Which means if you post them now, chances are your question will be in the lightning round.
That's right.
It's good. I like it, dude. It is President's Day. All the kids are sleeping in. We're still going to rock a Mad Lib.
Yeah, we are.
You got to get your words in. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Quick break. Right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Let's take a look at traffic.
All right.
You know what? You know, there's another radio station here in town, and their afternoon guy, he like yells really loud. It's, what is it? It's like 98.
You can't say, you can't something. Call him out.
But he goes, I don't know his name, but it's like, hang on!
I love listening to it.
Doug, do you know what I'm talking about? I'll tell you off air.
The only it's afternoon funny. Show I listened to was Celeste.
Who's, what? 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 What?
We gotta bring her in here.
Uh-huh. There's long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue, Northeast. Actually, look at traffic.
Bah! That's it for traffic, because it's President's Day. There was none line at SoPo when we picked up our coffees, which is good. Solomon's Porch Coffee Shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Phone number's 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Good morning. Happy Monday. Welcome to President's Day. We are one of a handful of people who had to work.
Glory, hallelujah,
Buck
hell
and
to the chief.
Took the day off. They didn't even do a best of. They're just like playing music.
I know. Thanks, POTUS. Thanks for helping us out a little bit.
But you know what? We're here.
Yeah.
We're here for the peoples. We're going to continue to be here to get you going on your Monday, to make you laugh, and of course, continue segments like your favorite.
Oh my gosh.
It's Monday, 7:23. It's time for Mad Lib Monday.
Okay.
It's just another
Mad Lib Monday.
President's Day edition.
Yeah.
Wish it was Sunday.
Hopefully somebody will call.
Probably not, because everyone is asleep. Send us words from your dreams. Can you hear me?
Mad Lib Monday.
Hey, if you're dreaming and you can hear me, you owe me $5.
Wow.
Yep.
It is Mad Lib Monday. Welcome to it. 505-338-3700, the phone number. And we need your words on this here very special Presidente's Day. Look at this.
What?
Static.
Hi, boys.
Hey.
Hey.
What's so funny?
Nothing.
Oh,
what's
David.
So funny with you?
Oh, David.
I just said hi, boys, and Eva starts laughing uncontrollably.
Hi, boys!
Calling to save our show. It's Mad Lib Monday.
It's pretty miserable this morning, I'll be honest.
It's President's Day. We're interviewing Shawn Michaels today!
I know, that's pretty cool. How'd you score that?
He's a Christian. He wrote a book called Wrestling for My Life through Zondervan. I saw it at our Bible bookstore here, Parchments, and said, what?! And then called his people, and they were like, oh, yeah, totally. He'd love to talk to you guys. And I peed a little. So I built a time machine specifically to go back in time and tell 9-year-old me that I am interviewing Shawn Michaels today, and he peed his pants. So
also, he made some changes that only Steve-O and I know about, but you'll see him in the news soon.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
I need a verb ending in ing.
A verb ending in ing. Spewing.
Mm. Ooh. That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a really good one, buddy.
All right, David. We can't exactly say what you have going on because we're a nonprofit.
Yeah.
But can you give everybody your Facebook and your Twitter handle so they can go to your social media and see what you're doing and possibly participate?
Yeah.
Yes. I love you guys. Twitter is at TheDavidMyers. Same thing with Facebook. Facebook.com/TheDavidMyers.
Okay.
I got something really cool going on, and I would love some help.
So, we're really excited for you, man.
Yes, we are.
Really, really excited. So
It's gonna be awesome. I'm pretty stoked about it. So,
are you bringing back old cast members, or is this a solo project?
It's kind of a solo thing with a lot of help from the community.
Okay,
that's cool. Are you gonna enlist Jamie Hayes and Matt Lott to help you again?
If you want to,
yes!
That'd be awesome.
Can I play the egg on your record? I'm a wicked egg player.
He is, man.
You can play whatever you want, buddy. How
Heck
about that?
Yeah. All right.
David, we're going to post a link on our Facebook so people can go check it out.
I'm actually buying an amp today specifically for your EP.
He is.
You better.
I really am buying an amp today.
Really? What do you buy?
My brother owns a pawn shop. I don't know. Just one of the black ones.
He wants a... I think it's called a crate. I know it's good because it rhymes with great.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
He's getting a Princeton?
Yeah, Princeton Chorus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's what we're going for. Done.
So there you go.
We're going for.
And then I'm
going
to rock some jams on your EP, Brian. What do you think about that, buddy? It's going to happen.
All right, guys.
All right, Dave.
Love you both.
Love you too, buddy. David Myers, frontman of Old Man Shattered, and himself.
And himself.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. It's Mad Lib Monday. We know it's President's Day, but we took a chance because people love this bit. Usually the kids who are on their way to school. All right, good. We actually got a ton of comments on Facebook.
We do.
Shall we go to the
Facebooks? No, I don't want to read them. I'm ignoring them.
Oh, okay.
I want you to... Doug, tell Steve-O, get Tom DeLonge's manager to email Steve-O.
Oh, are we still Blink-182?
And tell him that I'm not using the Mad Lib words. Okay? Doug, you can expect an... Would you tell Steve-O he can expect an email from me, too?
Doug, will you tell Matt to look to his left? Come on! Barker!
I can only turn right. I'm just like... I'm just like Derek Zoolander.
Oh, man. 505-338-3700.
Could he only turn right or left? Which one was it, Doug?
338...
I can't turn left.
3700.
I can't remember. Okay.
I need a noun.
You need a noun. Birthday.
Okay. Adjective.
Morgan Freeman.
Okay.
That's an adjective.
I'm gonna see if there's
Dude, that guy totally went Morgan Freeman on me. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm putting it okay. We actually had one that needed a person, so that worked out. Phone lines are jamming up. Static.
What up?
What up?
What up?
What you guys needing?
We need an adjective.
An adjective.
Yes.
I gotta go with gnarly, dude.
Gnarly! I like that. That's a good one. It's a good
really
one.
Good.
Thanks, man. 505-338-3700. The phone number. Static!
How's it going?
It's going, man. How you doing?
Good.
All right.
Word. I need a plural noun.
Oh!
Okay.
Oh!
What was that? Was that like a prank? Put prank call. Put prank calls.
I was going to put hang-ups.
Hang-ups. Either one.
Which one?
Sounds like you got a bunch of hang-ups, hang buddy.
Hang-ups or prank calls, Doug?
Do hang-ups. That's
hang-ups?
Better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man. Hang-ups. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It is Mad Lib Monday. I'm about to bring our afternoon girl in here, Celeste, because she's full of knowledge and words and whatnot.
She has many words.
She could do this.
Many, many words.
We got words on Facebook as well. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I am in need of a plural noun.
Plural noun. Gigawatts.
Ooh. Thanks to everybody who's chiming in on Facebook, because that's really helpful right now. Verb!
How are you not going to... Oh, wait. Somebody put a ton of words. Thanks, Nate. Twist.
Boom. Static!
Good morning.
Good morning!
Good morning.
What do you guys need?
Part of the body, plural.
Plural. Okay. Toenail.
Okay. Toenails. Nasty. Okay. Thanks for the call.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, you too. Static. Hello.
Hello.
Hey. How's it going?
Oh, good.
Good. Hey, man, can I get a noun?
Surely.
Surely. That's like a pronoun.
Yeah, that's a proper noun.
Proper noun, yeah.
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 Let's go with golf ball.
Golf ball. Okay.
Hey, let me ask you something, caller. Do you know anything about tax evasion?
What?
No.
Like, how would I go about doing that?
You know, I'm going to direct you to the internet. They are full of good advice like that.
No, I want you to tell me how to do it.
Okay, let me go to the internet.
No, we're
No. Stay on the line. Yeah, go to the internet and Google how to tax evade.
I already did my taxes. It's too late, man.
Not me. I'm still evading.
You need.
I feel like I would be put on some sort of watch list if I Googled that.
That's true. You better not, man. Especially in this time of year.
Look, we'll keep you safe. Just give me your name and your social security number right now. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, man. All right. I seriously thought that had to have been somebody you knew.
No. They're from Albuquerque, probably. I know that.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It's Mad Lib Monday. I need an adjective.
Spiny.
Okay. Thanks to everybody on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. Static!
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
What do you guys need?
I need a noun.
A noun. Well, I just passed a dead one on the road. Let's go skunk.
All right.
So the question is, if you're trying to, like, live this cool secret agent double life, and then one of your like lives start falling apart, what do you do then? And is that a good time to tax evade? That's the question. What do you think?
I guess so.
You guess so?
Yeah, I guess
so. That didn't sound very confident, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
What are you doing?
I'm really tired.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
What do you need?
A verb.
Slap the slap.
You know, anybody watch that show?
I don't know, but it did start. It popped up on Hulu the other day.
It looks so lame.
It looks like a great show, and then at the end of the preview, it goes, the slap.
Yeah, that was the dumbest title for a TV show.
Yeah, you know they could have come up with something way better than the slap. The slap on NBC.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Yet they're considering canceling Constantine. Oh, but they're adding shows
The slap. Seriously, you've got to watch.
I know.
You've got to get caught up.
I know.
I tweeted NBC because the finale was so good. I tweeted NBC and I said, stop being a butthole. I said that on Twitter. I'm sorry. I said that on Twitter. I said it to NBC. And then I don't know if I got some retweets. I don't know if anybody at NBC, I don't know if they saw it. I put a picture. What? I put a picture of Matt Ryan holding something that said, Save Constantine.
Yes. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Welcome to Monday, President's Day.
Listen.
It's Mad Lib Monday
time. If you ever hear me say I'm sorry and I get in the mic like that and I go, I'm sorry, that's a real apology. It's an honest apology.
It's true.
I'm sorry, Doug.
I need an adjective.
Let's see. Boo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-boo-boo-boo-boo. Tall.
All right. I need a plural noun.
That could work. Let's do blankets.
Okay.
I was going to do cheese whizzes, but that's too much.
I actually need another
cheese
plural noun.
Zizz.
Cheese whizzes?
Cheese whizzes, more than one.
Cheese whizzes. Is that a real word?
Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number. I only need two more words.
Okay. What do you need?
I need an adjective.
Did we do Scooty?
Scooty?
Yep. S-C-O-O-T-Y. Because I gotta! I'm really tired.
And a noun.
Okay. Final noun, randomness.
Okay.
Because none of us deals in that.
There we go. Thanks to everybody who chimed in on Facebook.
Dude,
for realsies.
Hot in here. All right.
I know. That's because coming up at 9 o'clock, the Heartbreak Kid. The showstopper.
The showstopper.
Mr.
Sweet
Shawn Michaels.
Music coming your way.
Gosh, I can't wait.
On T-Moth on Mario Party.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Morning.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, if you would like to get a question in for the showstopper, you can do so. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I had to call our boy Chris Chicago from Jam the Hype.
Yes.
That is his favorite wrestler of all time. He lost his mind. So,
okay, here's the deal, too. We don't have any questions posted
for Shawn Michaels.
For Shawn Michaels,
guys. That's fine. I'll talk all day long to Shawn Michaels.
Wait, I lied. We have a few questions posted, and David Myers plugged his EP on the questions.
Okay. All right.
I'm probably going to delete that. That's disrespectful, David Myers. We just hooked you up.
Boom.
That's cool.
Yeah, there you go. Are we ready?
Yes.
It is Mad Lib Monday.
All right.
We are doing one from the Spy Book, courtesy of Olivia and Sterling.
Thank you.
Thanks for hooking us up with this Mad Lib book, and thanks to everybody who's a part of Mad Lib Monday every single Monday morning.
That's right.
Here we go.
Also, in honor of the guy that was the Bond villain who passed away.
Oh, yeah.
He was 93.
Yeah, he was in Swamp Thing.
This Mad Lib is called Ode to Spies. They're pros at spewing, stealthily, and the art of surprise. Is that a birthday that I see, or a gnarly spy in disguise? Oh, this rhymes.
Oh, no.
They're sneaky as hang-ups, so their covers don't get blown. They hang with their best gigawatts. But they always twist alone.
Okay.
That's the story of my life. That story of my life. That's what it is. Spies think with their toenails and they're fast on their feet. That makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Their high-tech gadgets they use are spiny and neat. Like golf ball-shaped bugs to plan on a moving car or telescopic... Does that say skunk?
Yeah, sorry.
Skunk glasses to help them slap far. Exactly how far, we don't know. Tune into NBC to find out.
Ugh.
They crack tall codes with blankets and speed. Steal cheese whizzes. Learn secrets. They'll get what you need. So don't you fear, Morgan Freeman. Make a scooty fuss. Or don't make a scooty fuss. Just pick up the randomness and dial 1-800-SPIES-R-US.
Ugh.
Or dial 505-338-3700.
So bad.
And just talk to us. You've got a question for Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid from WWE. Call us and tell us about it so we can ask him your question.
I'm really excited.
We've
about
got three
that.
Questions posted that are relevant, David Myers. And so if you post a question, then your question is going to get asked.
Yeah.
This is your chance to sort of speak through, like, by proxy to Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid.
Yeah.
I know Doug's got like 20 questions in there.
He really does.
It's awesome.
Which is amazing because I think his wife Shannon already asked a question on.
She did. Shannon is one of the questions.
She's one of the questions.
You should be proud, man.
You should be very, very proud. You are good. That's good, man. All right. You want to take a quick look at traffic before we go to a break?
You know I do. It's my favorite thing that I get to do.
Careful,
This is what happens when you give me a morning job and I come in tired, everyone.
Sorry, guys. SNL 40 last night.
It was so good, though.
It was
good because it was inspiring to watch those. It's so awesome to see Steve Martin get up there and kill it.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how old he is.
Nope.
We've got like a different style of comedy is popular now.
Yes.
And he still kills it.
Dude, Martin Short, fantastic.
I love
Dan
Martin
Aykroyd,
Short.
Chevy Chase.
Yes.
Dude,
classic.
Last night.
The only thing to report right now, long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. That's how you say it. There's just construction there. I don't see any accidents or anything like that. That's your look at traffic. That's it. I'm sorry.
Driving brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's
505-338-3669.
We have posted...
Oh, we got a phone call.
On our Facebook page.
Yes.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Here is the deal, bro. We will be interviewing the one, the only, Shawn Michaels, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. And we need your questions. If you'd like to get a question in for the Heartbreak Kid, do so. Got to take a quick break, but before we do...
Yes.
Random phone call of the day.
Let's do it.
Static.
Oh, hey, this is the tax evasion fella.
Oh,
hey, buddy.
Wow.
Did you find something out for me?
Yeah, so I went to the internet and didn't find anything useful on there, so I just called a buddy up.
Wait, and who's your buddy?
Said, oh, that's classified. I can't say that.
Cool. Is he a spy?
He said to gather all your things and put them in a suitcase.
Got it.
And meet him up by the dam on Juan Tabo in Osuna.
I feel like you're making this up.
Yes.
I think I've seen this.
Yes.
Is
yes,
this a show?
No.
This is real life. No.
Okay.
And see how people evade.
Well, what time did he say?
Hilarious.
Really, anytime.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Oh,
I have
man
to work here till 2. What about what after then?
Look, that's all I got, man. That's the only solution I could find.
It amazing just seems like it should happen at night.
Oh, incredible. Dude, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right.
I'm glad to know that people that listen to me try to help me.
That's good. Because
they know that I'm in need.
Yeah. Have you ever been up to the dam by Juan Tabo?
I don't think
That's you
way
would,
east
you would
side,
know
right?
it if you saw it, because you'd go, right, because that's where Walter White was picked up.
Yeah, no, I know what he's talking about. The other day when we were talking about how friends come through and they're like, we want to take the Breaking Bad tour.
Yeah.
That's one of the places.
Yeah, it's like
and
the
you're
street.
Like, yeah, that's cool, man. I'll drive 30 miles so you can look at a wall?
It's unreal. How many bands have we taken on that tour?
I've only lived here for a year and a half, and I've taken 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And I barely know where anything is. I know where the house is. I know where the car wash is. I have a small idea about where the little apartment is.
Yeah.
I don't know where that dam is.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
It's Juan Tabo and, I don't remember. Osuna, Spain.
And somewhere. Then the high school, Rio Rancho High School. I know where that is.
It's ridiculous.
But you know, it's fun. It's a good way to reconnect with old friends and new.
And thanks to Better Call Saul, now we're going to have twice as many stops we're going to have to make.
Oh, I know where that place is. I know where that place
Cottonwood?
Is. No, the where his office was.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
I've seen it.
Ah!
It's over there by that place, that saloon.
That man really breaks it down.
Yeah, it's pretty
incredible.
Cool.
Incredible.
It's by that saloon in that shopping center here in Albuquerque. There's only one of them.
It is a 7:45. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, we're going to talk about the dog who had the bond with the family.
The ultimate bond.
The ultimate!
Yes.
In honor of the James Bond villain who passed away.
Yep.
We'll talk about that. Also, a Montana lawmaker wants to make it illegal to do something that, man, plenty of people do on a daily basis.
Is it brush their teeth?
I wish. So, we'll talk about, what one Montana lawmaker wants to make illegal coming up, as well as your thoughts. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble.
Here comes trouble.
Here comes trouble.
Well, let's see if anything's going on President's Day.
when you only had two people in the world that had to work. Three. I'm sorry, Doug.
Sorry, Doug.
Three people that had to work today.
Three whole people. Hey, Shawn Michaels is working.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, guys. Come on. You guys had to work, too. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. The show's stopping.
Sweet Jim music.
The only thing showing up on the map is the long-term road construction at San Mateo Boulevard and San Diego Avenue Northeast. And that's all. And we wrote a little song about it. It goes a little something like this. Turn down the what?
Turn down the what?
Turn down the what? That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Will Ferrell.
Amen.
And thanks
Anna
for being
Gasteyer.
Hilarious. Dude, Anna Gasteyer, I was so stoked to see her back.
Now tell the audience here how you used to stalk her parents.
Stop it right now! I never did. Maybe once or twice.
Yeah, he
know.
Never did over four times.
I didn't. I never did. I
ever.
Just, I'm not gonna lie. Ginormous fan. Her parents live here. I had no idea. Or
wait,
lived here. This was years ago.
That's
I was in
crazy,
like high
man.
School.
It's so cool. Albuquerque is like this.
Never telling you my secrets. Never.
It's like a bastion of Hollywood people.
Ooh, that's a good word.
Bastion.
Mm.
What's that from?
Say my name. Never new
say
story.
Say my name.
No,
Maya
dude.
Rudolph.
SNL 40 last night. I loved all the presidential skits.
Oh, dude.
Being that today is President's Day,
I love it. I love W by Will Ferrell. He's like,
oh man,
I'm going to be the president. It's going to be real cool.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Welcome to Monday, Team Awesome Morning Party, and President's Day. We're excited to be hanging out with you on this here Monday. And in fact, we got stuff to give away.
We do. Y'all know we like giving stuff away here.
Our boy Aaron Gillespie dropped off some copies of his brand new record, Grace Through the Wandering.
Finally.
Yeah, Aaron!
It's okay, man. His CDs got caught in the wilderness for a couple of weeks.
Man.
That's why they're aptly titled Grace Through the Wandering.
Yes.
Apt.
He dropped off some copies of this brand new record.
He did.
Grace Through the Wandering?
Very kindly.
And we would like to give it away. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
We've got a presidential quiz.
Yes.
Courtesy of CNN.
It is President's Day. So come on. You can do this. We believe in you. 505-338-3700. If you would like to score a brand new copy of the new Aaron Gillespie.
Gillespie.
Grace Through the Wandering.
Man, I'm getting all these emails. From Nashville.
Ooh.
From like these places that I used to go, like a chiropractor and comic store and all these places.
I thought it was like for real.
Closed today.
Yeah.
Because they're getting snow. It's probably about an inch and a half, but they're getting snow.
Couldn't they just say closed today? President's Day.
I guess not.
Everybody else is open in Nashville?
I wish it would have snowed a lot here.
I know. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio coming up in 45 minutes.
45 minutes, bros.
The Showstopper, the Heartbreak Kid, HBK, Shawn Michaels.
Come on with it.
One of the greatest of all time in WWE history. I want to say WWF.
WWF.
When I was growing up, it was called WWF.
It was. And then the World Wildlife Federation stole that from us.
Yeah. He should have just dropped the sweet chin music on a panda and been like, look, bro,
but
we're
WWF. Pandas are so cute, man. How could you
forever.
Do that? I know they're the logo or whatever, but that's a panda. If you
he's
saw a panda
to.
In the wild,
he's got to.
What your first reaction wouldn't be sweet chin music. Be like, I'm about to hug that thing. I'm about to hug that panda. I'm going to hug this, and I
man.
And nature will coalesce.
There you go. 505-338-3700. That's 338-3700. Who wants the new Aaron Gillespie? This caller does. Static.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Is this, I guess, Static?
Yes.
This is, I guess, Static. Who is this?
This is Sylvia, and I'm on my way to school.
I guess.
Why does the college have open campus?
Because they don't
President's
like
Day.
They don't like presidents, man. They're just like whatevs.
Yeah. Oh man! That's oh okay. My God! My kids are home, and I have to go to school.
Well, we're gonna make it cool for you, hopefully, because we got a copy of Aaron Gillespie's brand new CD, "Grace Through the Wandering," and we'd love to hook you up with it.
Oh, right on.
All you got to do is play our presidential game.
Oh, I got that one right. Doug, I got that first question right.
It is President's Day, right? So I figure we'll do some presidential trivia. If you can answer correctly, we're going to hook you up with a copy of Aaron Gillespie's brand new CD, Grace Through the Wandering.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Bueno.
This is going to be... What is she? Did she hang up?
No.
No, I'm still here.
I thought you said later.
Bueno, later. Usually it's like bueno, bye, and that's when they hang up.
Could you, look, let's be honest real quick. I don't know Spanish, so let's stop speaking it. And let's just do English for a couple minutes.
Beautiful. Here
All right,
go.
Here we go.
Okay.
Who is the only sitting president to appear on Saturday Night Live and deliver the famous opening phrase live from New York at Saturday Night? I'm going to give you four options.
Okay.
Number one, Barack Obama. Number two, Gerald Ford. Number three, Richard Nixon. Number four, George W. Bush.
Ooh.
Mm.
So Obama, Ford, Nixon, or Bush?
Who?
Well, I don't know. I didn't watch Saturday Night.
That's okay.
You got a 1 in 4 chance.
Just pick one.
Okay. I'm going to say Nixon.
Let's check it out. It was not Nixon! Oh, no! Hey, you know what, though? Since you called in and it's President's Day and you have to go to college and your kids don't, if you stay on the line, Doug's going to hook you up.
That's right. We're going to hook you up anyways.
Woo-hoo!
Thanks for playing. 505-338-3700, the phone number. I would have gotten it wrong, too!
Yep, I think I would have,
I thought
too.
It was President Obama. Because remember how he was underneath his own mask?
Yep.
Oh, but that wasn't the opening. That was the Californians.
Yep.
Dang it!
Yep.
It's Californians. I love
that skit. I love that skit, too.
I don't get
We had a buddy hanging out with us last night who had no idea.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't get it. And we're like, hey, bro, get out of the house.
505-338-3700, the phone number. What are you doing?
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I got on Paseo, and I went east for about a mile, and then I took Jefferson, rather.
Yeah, Jefferson.
Went south for about 2 miles, and then I took a ride on Osuna, and then I turned almost immediately to the right.
Oh, Static, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Do you know your presidential trivia?
I think I'm better than most people, but we'll see.
All right, good. We got a brand new Aaron Gillespie, Grace Through the Wandering. CD for you, you can get some trivia correct.
Should we do the same question?
It's okay. A good question.
It's a good question. Do you know the answer to that question I asked a minute ago?
Could you ask it again?
No. Yes, I can. Here it goes. Who is the only sitting president to appear on Saturday Night Live and deliver the famous opening line, live from New York, it's Saturday Night? Was it Barack Obama, Gerald Ford, Richard Nixon, or George W. Bush?
George W. Bush.
Well, my friend, you are...
Wrong. It's Gerald Ford.
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
Did you say who's Gerald Ford?
Yeah.
He started the Ford Motor Company back in the early 1900s.
Exactly. And then went on to play Han Solo and Indiana Jones. One of the greatest actors of our time.
Yeah,
and president.
Dude.
Gerald Ford, come on. Invented the car and was in Star Wars and was president. That guy.
Come on.
Gosh. And he happened to deliver the opening phrase live from New York at Saturday Night. It was Gerald Ford.
That's right. It was Gerald Ford.
Hang out on the line. We're going to hook you up anyways because it's President's Day and we just want to say thank you.
That's right.
That's good. It.
That's good. We got two CDs away.
We did.
I think that's pretty good.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, our boy Shawn Michaels.
Oh, no.
You know, HBK. Heartbreak Kid.
The showstopper.
He'll be hanging out with us. No bigs.
Where is Wooly with his question? Wooly.
Right?
I'm going to have to text that
He
dude.
Wrote a new book called Wrestling for My Life.
He did. His story, it's the legend, the reality, and the faith of a WWE superstar.
Yes, dude.
So if you have any interest in legends, faith, or WWE, this one's for you.
This dude's hanging out with us. So there you go. You can totally chime in.
Whoa!
Loud.
Red jumpsuit, man. They're rocking.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Let the broadcast. broadcasting of the Disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Hola. Let's take a look at traffic. Long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. The roads are so peaceful and green right now. Traffic is moving along very smoothly.
Yeah.
No accidents to report on this map. This map is known to be a liar. But right now, I like what it's telling me, so I'm just going to go with it.
Good.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669.
Yeah.
Welcome. It is Team Awesome Morning Party. A Montana lawmaker has decided he has got to put a stop to this crime.
Put a stop to it.
What crime is that? Why? That would be...
deodorant wearing.
Sporting yoga pants in public.
Oh, what?
Yep. Yeah. Lawmaker in Montana wants to make yoga pants illegal to wear in public. David Moore, he is a state representative in Missoula. Repub. He introduced a bill that would expand the state's existing indecent exposure law. In addition to banning all public exposure of nipples, both male and female, the bill would also outlaw any piece of clothing that gives the appearance or simulates the pelvic area.
What?
Yeah. Tight-fitting pants, basically.
Guess I'm going to have to throw out my skinny jeans.
Yeah, yeah. The Associated Press reported Moore as saying, quote, yoga pants should be illegal in public anyways. I want Montana to be known as a decent state where people can live within the security of laws and protect their children and associates from degrading and indecent practices, end quote. This is weird. I don't understand. Okay, I'm going to bring in someone.
Okay. This is going to go great. I just want everybody to know this is going to go great.
Sally!
My name is Matt. Mateo.
Come here!
And I'm stoked. Stoked about how great this is going to be. Doug. Hey, Celeste.
Welcome to the show. From Afternoons with Celeste.
So happy to be here. Hello.
Now, you and Mitch take
Mitch
part in yoga from time to time.
From time to time.
Mitch invited me, and you immediately said, if he goes, I'm not going.
Yeah.
Because yoga pants.
Are you sure you want to talk about this?
Yoga pants.
They're tight.
And they're kind of a private thing.
Yeah. Huh.
No.
Did you see the lawmaker from Montana?
Nope.
Lawmaker in
Montana. He's trying to make them illegal, right?
He wants to make it illegal to wear yoga pants in public. I figured you would be the advocate for this because you...
You are going to get me in trouble with HR. I do
Why?
Not. Disclaimer. I have never worn yoga pants to
I'm
work.
I'm saying you'd be the advocate for making it illegal you're super private.
Oh, okay.
Oppositely.
I was like...
I'm saying that this law was created to help wonderful people like you who don't think it's cool to wear yoga pants in public.
I don't think I've said that before.
Remember that one time, it was today, when Mitch invited me to yoga being
to
hilarious?
To yoga.
And you were like, no, I will
not
go.
It's just a little, you're my boss. I mean, it's just a little weird.
It's because yoga pants are weird, right?
No.
Kind of a private thing.
Obviously, you've never worn a pair of yoga pants. They're super comfortable, very stretchy.
They're tight.
It's great for yoga.
I just wouldn't be comfortable
exactly
in that around you guys.
Yeah.
So please don't come to my yoga class.
I'm wearing yoga pants right now.
Thanks.
I never will. don't worry.
Me and Doug wear yoga pants. Doug.
State Representative David Moore in Missoula, Montana, wants to pass a bill that would outlaw any piece of clothing that... It's basically tight-fitting enough that leaves nothing to the imagination.
Homie needs to chill.
Including yoga pants. Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Seriously?
Wow.
Okay, and this is one reason why. It's because this is America. It's a free country.
America.
People should get to dress how they want, as long as they're not, indecent exposure, But, the police already have so many things on their plates that they have to keep on top of. You're going to add tight clothing into the mix? No.
According to this place.
Leave it up to the real criminals.
It's Montana. I don't know Montana well enough. He says, I want Montana to be known as a decent state where people can live within the security of laws and protect their children and associates from degrading and indecent practices like yoga pants.
Mm-hmm. It's just the worst thing I'm sure anybody could ever do.
You know, I think I want to move to Montana because if that is what they're trying to tackle right now because that's the worst that's happening, sounds like a pretty decent place to be.
Technically, that's not the worst that's happened. The reason this guy wants to introduce this bill, it's in direct response to a group of naked bicyclists who rode through Missoula, Montana last year.
Okay.
Don't take it out on the yoga people just because the bicyclists are misbehaving.
Here's the thing. Maybe me and Doug like to do that every once in a while. Maybe we get together with our friends and we go to Montana and we ride our bikes. What's naked. Wrong with that?
Wow.
I don't understand.
There's a lot of things wrong with that.
Nuh-uh. Not in Montana. There's nobody there. That's why you go to Montana.
Phone lines are jammed.
Good.
This is amazing. Static.
Hey, guys. It's Kyle from Hobbs.
Hey, buddy. What up?
Nothing much. Just letting you know, heads up, if I stutter like crazy, it's because I didn't get any sleep last night because of homework. Anyway.
Me too,
with that
man.
Being said.
Yoga pants, man.
I can't. You guys.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, we're just
okay,
waiting.
Sorry, I got confused with the music playing.
Stutter.
Not
we got
the radio,
it.
But the, okay. Anyway. Anyway. Okay. Here's what I'm thinking about this law. Mm-hmm. It's not going to work. First of all, okay. It's not going to pass. People aren't going to allow that because people want to wear what they want to wear. But it does sound crazy when I hear it. And but I kind of see what he's going after, and I kind of respect what he's happening because
what's he going after?
Well, everybody can see what he's going
he
after.
He says,
because it doesn't
"Well, yeah, no, because like people are making more and more compromises with what they wear and everything, and so it's kind of cool to see someone out there like saying, I kind of want to." Slow the process.
I just want to control everyone in the world.
Hey, here's
that's
the deal.
That's what you're saying,
Calvin.
Montana.
Good comment. Good comment, Calvin.
Calvin. Get out of here. Get out of here fast.
Run, right. Run, run.
Walt Hill, a retired professor who helped draft this legislation, said Tuesday, I want Montana to be known as a decent state where people can live within the security of laws and protect their children and associates from degrading and indecent practices.
Oh my God.
I believe this bill is written preserving that reputation.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys were expecting what reaction from me when you brought me in.
Well, no, look, you're a very private individual. You straight
that's
up
because
like,
I've gotten in trouble for being too showy with my clothes, so I have to wear baggy mom jeans
all the
time. No,
it's because you're in yoga
mom
and
jeans.
You wear yoga pants to yoga, but
duh.
You would never
mom
wear them
jeans.
To work.
No, I wouldn't.
Exactly. This is all the law is talking about. It's in public. It's not like, hey, don't
yeah,
wear
don't
yoga pants
to
yoga
people,
class.
I don't think that's up to the government to decide what pants
compromise.
To wear. As long as you're wearing
guys,
them in general.
I've got it.
Phone line 505.
All we've got to do is get this guy to wear yoga pants.
Oh,
and see how comfortable
you know,
they
maybe,
are.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe he hasn't whoa. Tried them yet, and that's why he
Steve-O,
hates them so
have
much.
You no. never tried yoga pants?
Never.
Come on, man.
505-338.
We'll get you some
3700. Never. Static.
I applaud this, man.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I have
go.
Been to Montana twice.
Uh-huh.
And let me just say, he's doing a favor for the rest of society.
Okay.
Who is this?
The women up there.
TJ.
I can tell.
Oh,
I just
with the women
with,
up there?
With the women up there. TJ,
don't even
are you
get
sure?
me started.
They're, sure they're mountain the women. Road? They're mountain women. They look like thieves. He's doing a favor.
Don't tell anyone where you
oh,
live. They will come after you.
TJ.
Bless you, TJ. Bless you.
God bless you, buddy. Oh, man. Incredible. Phone lines are jammed. Static.
Good morning, you guys.
Yeah, oh. Bill. What's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, it shouldn't be about whether they could wear the clothes or not. It's about who can wear the clothes
oh my
or
God.
Not.
Oh, man.
So you're saying maybe crack down on certain shapes of people?
I like the,
well,
the usage
let's just
of the
say we've all good. Seen those 50 pounds of potatoes
try
put in inside a little
friend.
Water balloon.
Oh, man.
Guys, listen, this reminds me.
When thanks,
you,
Bill.
If you ever go to Walt Disney World in Animal Kingdom,
okay.
there's a ride called Expedition Everest. It's uh-huh. a fun little roller coaster. And once you get to the front, I've taken a picture of it before. I think it's on Facebook. There's a sign and it says, people of certain shapes cannot ride this ride.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, it's
amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
It's awesome.
Thanks, Bill. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Mm-hmm. A Montana lawmaker is trying to make it illegal to rock yoga pants in public.
No.
Guys, agree? Disagree?
We've offended a friend of ours. Mr. Dex.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's from Montana.
He is from Montana.
He's offended.
He's offended?
I didn't
offended.
Say it, Dex.
She did say it.
I've never been to Montana, so I got no...
You've never been to Montana?
No,
dude. I advocated for freedom. Freedom to wear yoga pants. America. Oh, man.
Well, here's the interesting thing. This is happening at a interesting time, because I've been seeing this series of blogs circulating through Facebook and whatever about yoga pants lately.
Really?
Yeah, seriously? It's like, why girls should quit wearing yoga pants. And then it's like, rebuttal, why that shouldn't matter. And then it's like, dudes like, no, girls should stop, and here's why. And then there's these other dudes going, I don't care, here's why. Blah, blah, blah. And it's just blah, 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 blah.
What's the difference between girls wearing, like, rocking yoga pants and dudes sporting the cycling spandex?
Thank you.
No, I'm being serious. Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing, right?
It's all about motive. If you're like me and you wear tights to go fight crime at night when it's dark, then it's all good.
Am I right, Doug?
Doug?
There's
See?
So many more important things that they could be caring about than yoga pants.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
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 I was just calling to comment on the yoga pants.
It's a lady. Hello, lady.
Go for it, girl.
Hi. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So, I think, like, some of the other guys, I respect the guys' attempt to curb the yoga pants wearing. Because I believe that it does show a lot of women. And being married, I have a husband who struggles with lust. So I would appreciate that. For sure.
All right.
Gotcha.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Score
Thanks.
One for Montana lawmaker.
Happy President's Day.
Yes.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye. Static.
Hey, this is Rhett. I got a comment on this.
What up, Rhett?
What's up, man?
Not too much, guys.
Don't sound All so right. alive, man. I mean...
Yeah, for real. Please,
we're only
please.
On the radio.
It's Monday. It's just saying,
please be more serious. Hurry.
A little more enthusiasm.
All right, so here's the deal. Okay. As far as I know, there's no constitutional prohibition for wearing anything or what have you.
Yoga
Quite pants. Honestly, I think, yoga you know, pants. If they want to, the thing is that, okay, yeah, there's this issue about, you know, the freedom and you know, we are the land of the free, et cetera, et cetera. Well, if this particular state wants to do it, that's going to be a pretty... uphill battle for them. They're right. free to try it, but I highly doubt it's going to actually go anywhere, and it really shouldn't go anywhere.
All right.
So that's just my take on it. You know, all the showiness aside, from the strictly legal sense, I don't think they should try it at all.
All right.
It's just one more issue that the government should not be sticking a nose in.
Thank
there you.
You
go.
Okay.
Well,
my boy
Mike says, here's the thing. As a man, I think the law is stupid. As a father, I agree. Go figure.
Okay.
That's what he says.
505-338-3700, the phone number. A Montana lawmaker wants to make it illegal to sport yoga pants in public. Agree, disagree, thoughts? Hello.
Hi, I'm actually from Montana.
Yay!
Yes!
Right.
What's the deal up there, man?
I know. What's going on?
I've never heard of that before. I don't think that's constitutionally correct at all.
Thank you.
You know, as long as nobody's being indecent, you know.
And that's the angle they're going for is indecent exposure type thing. And yeah, I don't know.
Well, I think if they were going to go for an indecent exposure, shouldn't we be going after leggings?
That's funny.
Pants.
I thought that was yoga. Is that not the same thing?
This is great. Here you go. This fall, a Billings area principal banned yoga pants from a high school, and this is exactly what he said in the handbook. Quote, leggings, jeggings, and tights are not pants and must be worn with dress code appropriate shorts, skirts, dresses, or pants. So leggings, jeggings, yoga pants, all of those have been banned at least from a high school, and that's where it began, and now they're trying to make it Montana-wide, if you will.
Yeah, it's the bill, HB 365.
I think that's more up to each individual, like, company or corporation or whatever other, you know, that's like a dress code for a school or for a business, not necessarily for everyone. Thou shalt not leave thy home in yoga pants, you know, that's not okay.
Yeah, I got you.
I got you.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700. We actually have to take a quick break.
We do.
Oh, man, coming back!
Coming back,
Steve,
a man who knows...
yoga pin.
A man that knows much about tights.
Yes!
Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels, the heartbreak kid, the showstopper, one of the greatest of all times, Mr. WrestleMania.
I just got a reminder on my phone for our Shawn Michaels interview. It's about to happen!
One of my personal favorite wrestlers ever, all time. I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of freaking out.
Guys, look, here's
Are you asking about yoga pants?
Look, I'm going to settle the issue, okay? If you're in this for leg freedom, then I get it.
Okay.
You know, you just want the freedom to be able to move your legs and you can't do yoga in shorts. That's all I'm saying. It's very difficult.
Yeah, truth. All right.
Yoga pants are the best option.
Celeste from Afternoons with Celeste every day from 3 to 7. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Hey, it's a pleasure.
That was fun.
Anytime you want me to come here and throw things out for you.
Amazing.
That's cool.
Coming back, we're going to be talking with the spandex-wearing man himself.
Yes.
Mr. WrestleMania. Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels.
Get your questions in for the listener lightning round right now.
Hurry.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Quick break, right back. Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Are you ready?
Quick look at traffic real quick. The only thing to report is long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. Oh, wait a second. It looks like there's a little sweet chin music happening right now at 4001 Osuna Road.
That's right. You know, we've been talking about it for what feels like ever.
Yes.
We're very, very, very stoked. By the way, traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Blah, 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 because on the phone, we've got the showstopper.
Yep.
We've got the heartbreak kid. We've got Mr. WrestleMania. I'm so excited to welcome Shawn Michaels to the program. Welcome, dude. Welcome.
Thank you all very much for having me. I appreciate you just breezing over the traffic and what maybe, you know, Rex and everything to get to me. It's very kind of you.
It's President's Day, you know? So yeah. Who cares? Who cares about getting to work safely?
Nobody's driving right now.
All I know is, dude, we've got one of the rockers on our morning show. Hey, welcome to the show, dude. I'm so stoked you're here.
I appreciate you having me.
So, first of all, huge fans. Now, I will say this. I grew up... WWF,
yeah,
and then WWE, and my co-host here.
I grew up WCW.
Ugh.
Sorry.
So
yeah, no, it's you're from the South.
I mean, yeah, he is.
Yeah, I'm from Mississippi originally.
Yeah, there you go. That's understandable. Heck yeah.
I was a big Sting fan.
See, and I
sure.
Yeah,
grew up in Lubbock, Texas. So for me, WWE all the way. So I'll tell you what, it's good to have you on the show. We're really stoked, and you got a new book. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, let's hear about your book.
Yeah, Wrestling for My Life. And we walked into the bookstore here on our campus and saw it, and it was like, who do I have to fight to get Shawn Michaels on the program? Turns out, if you just call the publicist, you can actually secure that.
We found that out after he drop-kicked the receptionist in the bookstore. Now there's a restraining order, so it's okay.
It's okay, though, you know?
A little tense at work, but we're making it.
Yeah, we're making it. We're working.
Well, as you guys know, it's pretty easy... when somebody's got something to sell, that you can get them on the show.
You know, this is true.
I'll be the first one to admit that. But I appreciate you having me and helping out with the book. Yeah, it was a fun thing to do, as you guys know. I mean, being wrestling fans, I did one many years ago, but that was more of a WWE wrestling-centered book.
Yeah.
And again, I know that I'm sure you guys understand this. It's hard for people to grasp that even though you have this life in the WWE and this career, that really it's still in many respects your job. And certainly from 2002 on, it's really the smaller part of my life. I mean, my life is much more centered around my faith and my family and things that are more of a real circumstance.
Right.
So I just wanted an opportunity to do a book that focused more on that. Again, but at the same time, still not dismissing my career, obviously can't because it was such a huge part of my life, and but wanting to look at that through the lens of my faith and looking at it from a little bit different perspective, and maybe, you know, telling some maybe lesser known, little more intimate stories that people, again, they're not nearly as colorful, not nearly as nifty, not nearly as public, but ones that were, you know, pretty darn special to me.
Right. Dude, and we were very stoked to see that. I am a father of three dudes, little boys, and 11 and 9, my older two, and they, this year, just watched the latest Royal Rumble. You know, we'd been away from the WWE for some years because it's changed. A lot has changed in that industry. And so my first question actually would be, pertaining to your faith, what was it like working in an industry like World Wrestling Entertainment as a Christian? Because, you know, you look at some of the divas. Back when I was a kid, it was like Miss Elizabeth was the chick on the show.
Right.
And now, yeah. You know, now it's like, oh, boys, chick match. All right, let's go do something else until this one's over, because they're wearing less than your mom does on the swimming pool. So
right, yeah. Heck, and you go back to when I first started, and they were just called woman wrestlers, and
right.
There's a reason for that, because, and again, God bless them all, but they look like woman wrestlers.
Right,
it was,
right.
You know, it has changed quite a bit, yes. For sure.
Yeah.
But that was obviously one of the, heck, first and foremost, after my salvation was, you know, do I go back at all? How is it received if I go back? Because you think about it, ultimately everything's going to end in a fight.
Right.
You know, you settle every disagreement with a fight, and certainly that's not the not the most Christian thing to do.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But you know, from my perspective, through a lot of thought, prayer, and talking with people that I felt knew a lot more than me, ultimately it was, I don't think I would have been given the gift that I was given to wrestle. Again, and a lot of guys, I get it, wrestle, but it came natural to me.
Yeah.
It was never an effort to do. It was never an effort to try to do. It wasn't hard. I didn't look at it as work. It was something that I really feel like I was gifted to do. And I just didn't think that the good Lord would give me a gift that he didn't want me to use.
Amen.
And so ultimately, that's why I went back and felt like if I did a good job and did well in my job, you know, that was glorifying the Lord and, you know, by doing it well. And so that was the first thing. And then for me, I was so, you know, you keep using the word stoked, and I'm knocking on the door of 50, so I don't know if anybody will give me the grace to use the word stoked.
It.
But I was so stoked and so excited and so on fire after my salvation that it, you know, nothing bothered me. I knew there would be skepticism. I knew there would be cynicism. I was okay with that. I knew that there would be, you know, and having to prove yourself. I knew that there were some people, it didn't matter what I was going to do, I was still a no-good SOB.
Right.
But I was so, and still am, I you know, I'm so enamored by having gotten the second chance.
Right.
That I've always focused on that. I don't even, and as much as it, you know, sounds cliche, I don't have the time, the energy to even worry about the negative stuff or to
even
focus on that. I'm so jazzed by getting to do what I do now, why would I focus on the other?
Hey, amen. On the phone, Shawn Michaels, Mr. WrestleMania, the Showstopper, the Heartbreak Kid. Now I feel like it, to me anyways, hearing your perseverance, your dedication, knowing, you know what, there's going to be haters. That has happened pretty much your whole wrestling career, at least, because I remember when I was a kid, seeing the Rockers, you guys were the quote-unquote little guys, you know? To that point, you know, you got Hulk Hogan's, you've got the Macho Man Randy Savage's, and then you've got these high-flying dudes with streamers, and it was like, whoa, this is something different. Talk a little bit about that. Coming into the industry, you guys were kind of the little dudes. dudes, if you will, which is crazy because you're a solid, you know, 4 inches taller than I am, and I'm, you know, calling you the little dude. So
But in that line of work, being, you know, 6 foot, 6'1", 220 is small in the land of giants. And
right.
we knew that was the case coming in, and certainly Marty and I were so focused on just wanting to be a good team at the time. And honestly, happy about having the job and having the, you know, the opportunity to work there. That certainly took the focus. Certainly, as time goes on, you get a little more comfortable, and you think you deserve more. The wrestling business is full of a bunch of grown men playing the victim.
Right.
You know. So, I love that line of work, but I've never been in a job where I've seen more people that were wrongfully fired, with the exception of myself. Best I can tell, in the 30 years I've been around that line of work, I'm the only guy that was correctly fired from the WWE. Everybody else, somebody was out to get them or whatever the case may be. But so we were just thankful to be there. And as time went on, you know, you start to come on. I mean, performance ought to matter and things of that nature. And after a while, there were other people that felt the same way. And the one thing that's certain about life, and certainly life in the WWE, is change is always going to happen. And if you can wait it out, eventually the business is going to evolve. And in you know, to our good fortune, it evolved into being more centered around performance than it did size.
That's good. Yeah. On the phone, Shawn Michaels, author of Wrestling for My Life, brand new book that just released, talking about your faith. And, man, post-WWE, we got a lot of listener questions.
Yeah.
And I know your time is valuable. You got a lot of interviews to get to. So is it cool if we hit you with some listener lightning round action?
Sure.
All right.
This comes from our producer Doug's wife, Shannon. She wants to know, what was your favorite storyline to be a part of? And after becoming a believer, did a lot of your relationships change with the guys that you wrestled with, like in a good way or a bad way?
Almost all of them changed, and all of them in a good way.
That's cool. That's
for
cool.
Sure. The storylines, probably a toss-up. Post 2002, I would say Hunter, Taker, and Jericho, because those lasted the longest, and when the longer they last, the more creative they have to be, and the more input you get to put into them. And so that's why, you know, and that process is fun to me. So I think that's why those were the most enjoyable.
That's nice. Awesome. Matt wants to know what the most awesome consequence of your faith while being in the WWE was.
Ooh.
As in bad consequence?
I know, right? It's like awesome consequence?
I guess maybe the biggest challenge.
There you go.
You know what? Really, the biggest challenge has been just dealing with the overt cynicism that sort of comes to anybody when anytime that's, you know, nothing bothers people more than Jesus.
Right.
Yeah. That's true. And, you know, I want to know, too, because it seems like anytime a celebrity comes out as a Christian,
right,
you not only get scrutiny from, you know, I guess, like, people that aren't believers, but more so, probably you get put under a magnifying glass from the church, and it seems like the church as a whole is just waiting for people to fall.
To screw up. Yeah. Right.
Did you ever feel any of that kind of heat?
Sure. And it's a shame, because, as you guys know, the church should be the one place you can go and
for
say
comfort,
anything,
for salt,
especially, but it's become one of the last now. Again, you can't tell someone where you, in a specific area you want them to pray for fear they're going to tell everybody.
Yeah,
and you know, there was a time when that was supposed to be your refuge. So we got a lot to work on.
We're really, really freaking good at shooting our wounded. So,
yes.
You know.
For sure. So, eating their own, as we say.
We're going to make you a martyr.
Right.
All
right. And then Lene wants to know, if you could tell young children one thing about the world of wrestling now, what would it be?
Ooh.
Gosh. I guess the same thing I told my kids. It's confusing to explain. because it's unlike anything else. And so take that time. Take that time. But also know what you're talking about. There's so many people, again, God love them, but they talk to me about how they, you know, I know, and they still, you know, and they don't.
Yeah.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So I get what I had a guy tell me, you know, I know there's a lot of gray and this, that, and the other. It's like there isn't any, you know, there's only gray if you want there to be gray.
Right. But,
you know, it's, you know, it's entertainment. It's pretend, whatever it is you want to call it.
Yeah.
Sure, there are times you don't like the guy you're working with, but what job does everybody get along with everybody they work with?
Totally.
So
true.
Again, it's putting an impossible standard on our job is something I think too many people do. So learning to treat it like a regular occupation, I think, is a step in the right direction.
Mm,
right.
There you go.
All right.
We got a question from 11-year-old Jack, who says, when you fought, speaking of Hunter, Triple H, was it really hard?
No, the thing is, Jack, the funniest thing is when you're fighting your buddies, it's the easiest because you can just beat the living tar out of them and they can do it to you and you know that it's okay because you just go, oh, sorry, and you hug each other and it's done.
That's amazing.
Cool.
Amazing. Speaking of that, what were your thoughts on Taker losing at WrestleMania?
Mm. Well, I as I've told everybody, I was in the camp that believed the streak should have never been broken.
Amen.
So that's just me.
So cool. Were you a little frustrated? Because I feel like you guys had some of the greatest matches in WrestleMania history together. Was there ever any kind of pride of going, dude, why couldn't I have been the guy?
No, there was no why couldn't I?
Okay.
I thought we were all working towards one common end. And we were, and everyone right. was. And I think, you know, so there were a number of people that were surprised. I'll say this. I was supposed to go out in the last match and be one of the guys in the crowd that they, I guess, during the last match with Daniel Bryan, there were other former champions in the crowd.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to be out there. Obviously, I wasn't because I saw the one match go down, and I just thought, that's it's a bit disappointing. I think I'm going to go ahead and go.
All right. You called it a night.
And they said, well, you're supposed to be in the last one. I said, yeah, well, you know, I'm supposed to be a lot of things.
Yeah,
so I went ahead and dismissed myself. So, never out of I should have been the guy. It's just right. I
no one should have been the guy.
One of those guys that felt like it should have just been undefeated.
Amen.
That's cool.
All right, man.
Man, it's fascinating to get to talk to you just because I don't know. We've like I watched wrestling when I was younger and
right.
then got out of it for a little while and then recently
because of the kids.
Yeah, my co-host and his son started watching it again. And I got to say, like, it seems like, and I know everybody's like, it used to be better, the old school, you
yeah.
know, no
yeah.
school like the old school. But you guys were just way better at what you did compared to, I feel like the WWE as a whole now, it's kind of like trying to poke fun at itself, but it's doing it way too much and too obviously, you know, it's kind of like that's the new shtick or whatever.
Yeah.
And
right.
you guys just, it was way more compelling, I guess,
Absolutely.
To watch. More of a story.
Well, I'll say this. One, I appreciate that. But two, I hate to sound like an apologist, but a lot of people said that to us, too.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
but they when we were coming up, it was, you don't respect the business, and it was better when the old guys were doing it. And so it just, the wrestling business always goes through some changes when it's trying to find itself. And I think when this sort of old guard and this new guard, where they find that place where they work with each other and bring out the best in each other, that's when it's going to click. But I think they're trying to find that out right now. They're trying to find that space. And I think there's a bunch of great young talent.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really, I think the talent pool has more depth than it's had in a long, long time. It's just now. It's just a matter of utilizing that talent the right way, and that's, you know, it's going to take some time because you know they're different human beings than we were, and that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels hanging with us, author of Wrestling for My Life: The Legend, the Reality, and the Faith of a WWE Superstar. We posted all the information facebook.com/mystaticradio. I know Parchment's here carries it.
Yes.
That's in fact how we found it. All right, I know you got to get going. So one question for you: if you could hit anyone with Sweet Chin Music, without any repercussion, who would it be and why?
Nowadays, I think it would probably be. I'm going to go ahead and say Seth Rogen, because the comments he made about American Sniper, and I wouldn't worry about repercussion. He could knock his socks off. That'd be awesome.
Dude, you just shot to the top of my list of favorite
people.
You
really did.
So,
that's funny.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for writing a book and kind of giving people the story behind the, because we all know your character.
Amen.
You know, but now we get to know your actual character and who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been amazing, and thank you for putting yourself out there like that, because there's not enough men of God who are willing to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. Because, as you said, sadly, it's kind of become a gossip fest. If you know, prayer circles, it's, oh, did you hear about old so-and-so? They want to be able to know the ins and outs, but not to actually lift each other up in prayer, but to kind of tear each other down. So thanks for being vulnerable and writing an incredible book.
Yeah, man.
Well, my pleasure, gentlemen, and I greatly appreciate the kind words. I really do.
Absolutely. Yes, oh, one final thing. Do you happen to have a D-Generation X t-shirt from 2009?
He's been planning
with the
this.
Tank, you and Hunter on it, with the flag in the back. I never got that one!
He didn't.
Right. I don't have any of our stuff. I'm the worst.
He's going to go to his warehouse and get all the shirts.
Amazing. Dude, thank you so much for your time. Incredible, as always.
Thank you, guys.
All right, man. Have a great day.
Later.
The Showstopper.
Oh!
The Heartbreak Kid.
Yes, sir.
Mr. WrestleMania.
That's awesome.
Shawn Michaels. We posted all the information, Wrestling for My Life. If you missed any part of that interview, dude, first of all, are you kidding me? Second of all, you can catch it, mystaticradio.com for all of that. And, coming up, we'll talk a little bit more about this dude who's trying to ban yoga pants.
Get him out.
Yeah, thoughts? Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Have you recovered?
Remember that one time that we interviewed Shawn Michaels?
Guys, my buddy Steve-O here he's stoked right now. So stoked.
Imagine what would have happened if it were Triple H. I don't think I would have been able to interview. I would have thrown up all over myself.
Oh, my goodness.
Little kid me.
Little kid you did throw up.
Had a panic attack.
He did. He did. Guys, I don't know what's going on at, it's like Coors South around like El Charro Place and Greer Loop and I don't know what's going on down there, but it's down to like 10 miles an hour.
Ooh.
But that's on the northbound. If you're going northbound on Coors, way down south part of the city, I don't know what's up, but something's up. Also, we have construction to report, long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. That's your whole shebang when it comes to traffic. That's it.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, coffee shop here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. While you're there, you can check out a copy of Shawn Michaels' latest, Wrestling for My Life. That's where we saw it. Thanks to everybody who chimed in with rad questions this morning for Mr. HBK, Shawn Michaels, the Showstopper.
Yeah, dude.
Speaking of stopping shows, yoga pants in public, apparently.
Yeah, man.
A Showstopper as well, at least in Montana on this here President's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Montanese.
Montanians. Montananians.
Montana lawmaker is trying to make it illegal to rock them stretchy pants in public. But you know. We've gotten some great phone calls on this morning.
All right, so, and a little follow-up with the story.
Dun, dun, dun.
This coming from Yahoo, a Montana lawmaker who suggested that wearing yoga pants in public should be illegal while he was introducing a bill to expand the state's decency laws, now says he was joking about the ban.
Are you serious?
On the popular form-fitting workout attire. At no time during the hearing of that bill was yoga pants even brought up. David Moore, a Republican from Missoula, told The Guardian, it was an off-the-cuff remark in the hallway, and the whole thing just exploded.
Wow.
Last week, during its story on the proposed legislation, the Associated Press quoted Moore as saying, quote, yoga pants should be illegal in public anyway, end quote. The AP, however, said Moore's comment wasn't off-the-cuff at all. They say our reporter spoke to him at length, That's spokesman Paul Colford from Associated Press. She asked him about that statement twice after the story appeared. Mr. Moore told Associates he was making a joke. Our staffer did not report that the bill would go so far as to outlaw yoga pants or that he intended to. We stand by our coverage.
Hmm.
All right.
Incredible.
Incredible. And it will say this, or it says this, on Wednesday, members of the House Judiciary Committee voted unanimously to table the bill amid giggles. I'm glad they got a laugh out of it.
There you go. So that's interesting, because it takes one AP story, mm-hmm. goes national. It was great for our show.
That's how it works, man. that's what you put a fancy headline up there, and people just... Go after it. It's kind of like I'm texting our boy Dex, and he said the interview was good. And he said he was listening to it, and then his wife came in the room and said, why are you still listening to this? And he was like, I don't know. I'm not even a Shawn Michaels. I don't even care about wrestling. And that we had pumped up the interview so much that we brainwashed him into listening.
Yes!
So that's good. Guys, awesome. It's easy to brainwash people. It's pretty cool.
Here's the craziest part. We hear, you know, kind of the WWE of the entertainment of radio. And
yeah, you know.
Buck and Dex are really like the WCW NWO guys.
Pause. I would say we're WCW and they're WWE.
Oh, because they're like the mainstream.
They're official. They're, like, oh. They're for real. Dex is for real.
But in my mind, we're for real.
Well, that's Come what on. The WCW was.
Come on.
In their minds, they were for real. Okay. Sting was rocking, and they convinced me as a little kid. I had a Sting poster.
Okay,
I went to when the WCW came to Tupelo, Mississippi. I went, and I was like, is Sting going to come down from the rafters? No, he's not coming. He's not going to Tupelo. Nobody's going to Tupelo. We got, like, Buff Bagwell. That was the headliner. Like, oh, great. There's going to be an NWO presence. It's Buff Bagwell. Who cares?
Wow. Static.
Yeah, dude, I had to chime in to tell you. That was, like, one of the best interviews I have ever heard in my life.
Yeah. Why, thank you.
Dude, that Shawn Michaels. Dude, you had Shawn Michaels. If you guys don't think you're official, dude, you're official now. Like, straight
We're officially
up, dude,
something.
That was awesome.
The showstopper just made us official.
Dude, you guys just sweet chin music the radio industry right
yeah!
now. Like, you guys just...
Thanks,
Seriously,
man. That's amazing.
Awesome, man.
Next week, we're going to have Stone Cold.
Stop it.
Yeah.
No, we are not. No, we're not.
It's awesome, dude. I was like, I was so like shocked of like how much, because I mean, I've always known Shawn Michaels as a believer, but like just to see how like cool and laid back and like yeah. how like, and honest, like he was just upfront, honest and vulnerable, dude. I thought that was like the most awesome thing, dude. That was awesome.
We need more of that in the quote-unquote celebrity Christian yeah. culture, in my opinion.
And don't forget, right? if you guys want more info on him, his book is out.
Right. That's why
and
we're interviewing
It's totally like an inside look at his life.
His faith, and it's not yeah. even a wrestling book. It's about his faith and his life as a Christian. Yeah. So, fantastic.
Dude. Oh, you guys are so awesome, man. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
so
man.
Awesome,
man. Thank you.
Yes, dude.
That's how we do.
Go Static Radio, WWE champ.
Tag team champions.
We are the champions.
The tag team champs.
Right now.
Thanks, man. Amazing.
We're the tag team champions.
And on that, being that it is 9:50, you know, no better way to go out than on top.
Doug is my personal assistant. Uh-huh. I am the Miz, and Doug is Miz Dow.
Oh, I was going to say he's like my mouth of the South. You're like my Jimmy Hart, you know? You can be my manager. So
no, you be Miss Elizabeth, Doug. Wear your yoga pants and be Miss Elizabeth. That's what I'm talking about.
Shout out to everybody who's part of our President's Day show.
I'm Sting.
Just trying to make it fun on a Monday.
On a Monday.
There you go. If you missed any part of the show, including our interview with Shawn Michaels, the Montana lawmaker trying to make yoga pants illegal in public, it was a good show. You can download the podcast for free at mystaticradio.com/mornings. Get there, check it out. Tomorrow, New Music Tuesday, and man, there are some great new releases. We're going to go over those.
Oh, I'm so excited. There's
Manions.
A lot of great music. Mm-hmm. New Sufjan Stevens.
Oh.
New Hawk in Paris.
Until then.
Tons of great stuff.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.